Аудиозапись номер 48 к упражнению 6B.
Australia is the smallest continent and the biggest island in the world. It is a large and rich country too. In fact, only 5 countries in the world are bigger than Australia. The journey from the city of Perth in the west to Sydney, which is the oldest and the biggest city in the east, takes 4 hours by plane. Canberra is the capital of the country, and it is situated in the east too. Australia is a fairly low country. 2/3 of it, mostly in the centre and the west, is desert. There are hills and big dry lakes there. It is very difficult to grow anything in these territories. In the west and the centre, the temperature is often plus 35 degrees Celsius in the summer months, and a lot of the territory is empty. Most Australians live in the south and east of the country, where the summers, from November to April, are warm and the winters, from May to October, are not too cold. In winter, many people go to the north of the country, which is a popular place for winter holidays in the sun. When British people went to Australia in 1788, they gave the name Aborigine to the people they found there. The 300,000 Aborigines who lived in Australia at that time belonged to different tribes, and each tribe had its land and language. They travelled a lot during the year to find food and water. They ate plants and fruit and caught animals and fish. They made houses from branches and leaves. Their way of life didn't destroy the land where they lived. The Aborigines believed that once upon a time, animals, plants and people lived together and made the world. That was dream time. There are many songs, stories and pictures about it. At special times, Aborigines come together in big groups. They painted their bodies, danced and sang and made music. After 1788, their life suddenly began to change. Thousands of Aborigines died from fighting the British, or from diseases that appeared on their lands. The British took a lot of Aboriginal land too.